Let's get you out to America's Radio Newsline. Standing by there is T.J. Bard, Penn State University Park Undergraduate Association President. Mr. Bard, welcome to America's Radio News.
Thank you for having me.
You got on some TV shows this morning, very critical of we in the media of missing the big story here. A lot of folks focusing on Sandusky, a lot of folks focusing on Paterno and his firing. And you say lost in all of this are the victims of Mr. Sandusky. Fairly encapsulating what your take on this is?
Yeah, definitely. I think, and I don't think it's just the media, but I think it's everyone involved. They're really losing sight of the most important part, and it's to find justice for the victims and their families at this point so they can find closure, essentially.
So, you know, we heard about all these students that were rallying to the defense of the coach and just protesting his firing, but that's not the complete picture of what's going on campus, is it? I mean, aren't there students that are also very upset by the whole situation in general about what happened?
Yeah, I think emotions definitely run the gamut within the student body, and I think last night's riot, I don't think it was in support of Joe Paterno or lashing out against his firing. I think it was just emotionally everything. I mean, there were students rioting, obviously, for Joe Paterno, but there were students rioting for the way the situation was handled. They were rioting for the lack of coverage on the victims and their families. And I mean, even from a student body standpoint, like this Friday, we're having a candlelight vigil on the steps of Old Main where we expect hundreds, if not thousands, of students to come out and reflect and remember the victims and raise awareness on sexual abuse and sexual assault. And even Saturday's game, which was months before this, supposed to be a whiteout. And I can tell you from a Penn State student perspective, there's nothing a student looks more forward to than a whiteout. And the students actually lobbied and rallied for it to be changed to a blueout to raise awareness for sexual abuse of children. And I think that really speaks a lot to the student body and truly where our emotions and where our focus is trying to be at this point.
T.J. Bard is our guest right now. He's Penn State University Park Undergraduate Association President. And if you could change one thing about the way the press at large has been covering this thing, what would it be?
I think at this point, essentially the focus on Joe Paterno. I understand he's an icon. And he's a national icon, but I think really the students at this university can tell the story better than anyone else. And I think a lot of times it's been a lot of focus on the football program, and there's been a lot of misconceptions as a result of that because Penn State is so much more than just a football program. Yeah, it's probably our most visible part, but it is so, so much more than that.
But do you think that basically they put football, the prestige of football at Penn State ahead of the needs of these kids and the potential of future victims by looking the other way for all these years, year after year?
That's honestly something I've still been trying to formulate my opinion on because, honestly, I don't know anything other than what the media has reported in terms of the allegations and potential cover-ups within our system here at the university. And I think fundamentally what I want to see happen is to make sure that something like this never, ever happens again. And I think this is a huge opportunity for the university to kind of reshift their focus, reshift the values and the direction of Penn State.
Well, in your capacity as Undergraduate Association President, how many students have come up to you and said, you know, we feel the focus should be on what has been allegedly perpetrated by Mr. Sandusky and the victims out there, as opposed to I understand there's a financial component here. I understand there's a prestige component about a legendary football coach and a legendary football program. But how much frustration are you hearing about from students who are saying, my gosh, there's a guy out there that is alleged to have done some pretty horrible things to a lot of kids? Why, you know, how can we get some attention on this guy?
Exactly. I can tell you I've been getting hundreds of emails a day since Saturday, and 95% of them have been asking me to support programs to raise sexual assault and awareness of child abuse. I think students largely want that message to be conveyed and are trying to do everything they can to convey that message. I think a lot of people are missing that. Okay. They're not seeing it.
Let's hope that maybe something good can come out of something that's just horrific. You know, these poor children's childhoods and, you know, just ripped apart. We're speaking with T.J. Bard, Penn State University Park Undergraduate Association President. So, you know, we know the game's going on Saturday, and I'm seeing a breaking news story. The Penn State coach who witnessed the alleged 2002 shower assault will coach at Saturday's game. That, according to the head coach, how do you feel about that?
That, honestly, I don't know. I really don't know. And it's been tough for me. I think just emotionally, every student has really been kind of run through the ringer, essentially, with all of this. And I, as news breaks, I just...
But do you think the game should go on? Do you think it's appropriate?
I think for the university to move forward, yes. And I say that because at the game, the students are choosing to remember the victims. And I think it's really, really crucial and important for the students to kind of unite again, to be on the same page, and essentially have a hand in moving this university forward, because at the end of the day, the students are Penn State. And at this point, it's going to be our responsibility to make sure that we continue to move forward. So,
TJ, make sure you keep in touch with us, will you? TJ Bard, Penn State University Park Undergraduate Association President. Thanks a lot for carving out some time for us today here on America's Radio News.
Thank you. I appreciate it.